Right here is going to be two freezer units, and then that's going to be where they box it up.
Jimmy Christensen is a commercial fisherman from Port Hyden. He's standing in what the village hopes will soon be a fully operational fish processing plant. There are still stacks of construction equipment inside, but the walls are painted and the building looks nearly finished. The target is to have all the renovations complete and the freezers installed in time for the 2018 salmon season. The Meshick Processing Center is funded largely through the Bristol Bay Economic Development Corporation and through the village itself. Adrienne Christensen is a consultant with the native village of Port Hyden. She says the village has high hopes for this endeavor.
The hope is that we can have a longer fishing season that's not as hectic. And the hope is that we can pay our fishermen higher and more fair per pound for their fish, and that our workers get paid a decent amount, and that those dollars will stay in Port Hyden.
The village anticipates that with 6 to 8 workers, the plant will be able to process 10,000 pounds per day at max capacity. Adrienne Christensen says that they are marketing the fish within the U.S.
We've had a lot of chefs. We've had people that are just really interested in getting a good product, individuals. We've had interest from a lot of different demographics, but it's all U.S.
Currently, the handful of permit holders from Port Hyden mostly fish in Ugashik for a month during peak sockeye season. The goal of the Meshick Fish Processing Plant is to provide a market for these fishermen during the shoulder seasons from May to September. This year's operation may be shorter as the village works out the kinks of running a new business. Jimmy Christensen is one of the fishermen looking forward to being on the water longer and closer to home. Fishing silvers was something he used to do from Port Hyden over a decade ago when more frequent air freight service allowed him to ship fish out more easily.
We used to get anywhere between 20 and 40,000 pounds apiece of silvers. That's a big income per person for a village. I mean, and whoever they hire, crew, and now we don't have it. And so this would be a big improvement for us.
Adrienne Christensen says that it will be several years before the plant turns a profit. But when it does, the tribally owned business will put the proceeds back into services for the Port Hyden community. In Port Hyden, I'm Avery Lill.